Marcus Thompson of The Athletic. We get to have Marcus on every now and again and talk about life, usually about the Warriors, but Marcus was in the Niners locker room last Friday, and that's news in and of itself. It's been 2 years since the Niners allowed the ink-stained wretches in. Marcus was there in Mike McGlinchey's face saying, "How do you like us?" McGlinchey said he liked him. Marcus, good morning. How are you, man?
Hey.
Was McGlinchey lying?
Yeah.
Was not a good bit?
I don't know. You know what?
It felt genuine, man. It felt like he really missed us.
I'm going to be honest. I analyzed the interaction, and I think on some level they do like it. I do.
The things about, like, this whole process and issue, you know, the NBA still hasn't opened yet either. But I think this conversation gets driven by, like, the people who get a lot of media, like superstars. But people forget about, man, that 11th guy or, like, the lineman who doesn't get much play. Like, that's his only action, really, right? Like, it's us being in there talking to him. So I remember being in the locker room and people, like, players, like, "Hey, man, you need to write this. This is what you need to say." You know what I'm saying? Like, "I want this said, I want this written," or "y'all missing the story," and they can't just normally do that. So I do think a lot more athletes like the media and the media's role in the whole process than people think they do.
I think you're right, and I think the pandemic taught us, like, we're social beings, and they like context. Some of them, they enjoy the interactions. I think you're right. I think it's the guys who are being pulled on 24 hours a day who are just burnt. They're like, "Dude, leave me alone." But other guys, man, they want to rap. They want to know what you're writing. They want to know what's going on out there. They want to know the deal. So the sad part is McGlinchey, who you talked to, has turned out that he's had a setback with his knee.
We don't need to hear that. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, that's a tough blow. For an offensive line that can't really afford tough blows, right?
That's it, yeah.
It's already one of the big question marks, especially with such a raw quarterback, you know, under center. So that's, to me, that's going to determine the season right there. Like, how well can that offensive line hold up? How can it protect Trey and kind of help him develop as the season goes? Because we know if he's getting his brains beaten out of him, he just won't be that good. Like, that's just not how it works for young quarterbacks. So that's a big concern. They really got to get this line shored up, and it does help if people are hurt.
Just in general, Marcus, I mean, we talk Warriors with you relentlessly, but a little Niner big picture, the direction of John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, Trey Lance, Jed York, when you checked in on that, it feels like this is a franchise that's trying to win it all. Like, they're doing a lot of good things, but what's your take, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to look at where they are and feel good about. You know, there's an argument they could have done more, right? They could have, you know, cashed in the Jimmy chip for whatever they could get, or, you know, spend some and use that money to do stuff like beef up the offensive line. But to me, as long as you have the defense that they have, and they've consistently kind of focused on that side of the ball, and they have this game, this absolute game changer, and Nick Bosa, to me, as long as they have that defense, they'll be good, and the question of their greatness will be on offense. And you kind of got to like where they are. I mean, obviously, they've got room to improve, but the potential is there. And it's not even just Trey, right? It's Debo, it's George Kittle, it's Brandon Ayuk, who looks amazing. They just look like a team that if things break their way and they catch a hot stride, they're going to be a problem. And that's largely because of the defense. But if they can get 24 points a game, they're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, and Trey, what's your take to your breakdown of Trey? He's so young, man. We're seeing these kids come in, and he's being handed the keys to a Super Bowl ready roster. His personality seems to pass kind of all the tests. Like, he's friendly with the media. He seems like he's a leader. He's calm out there. Obviously, it's going to turn out performance dictates all. But what's your early read on Trey Lance's chance to make it?
Yeah, I gotta chill out on Trey, man. sometimes try to make the play, and you're like, oh, there he goes.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
The guy. It's like, hold on, man, relax.
Thank you.
He's dripping with talent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And, you know, obviously all of this is in a particular context, right? He does what Jimmy doesn't do, and that's why he looks so, you know, like seductive. It's because you've watched Jimmy for 5 years, and now it's like, okay, you know what his flaws are, and then you see this guy doing, you know, what's been missing. And so it really jumps out at you. The question is, can he do some of the stuff that Jimmy brought, right? That's going to be a big deal. But the part that impresses me most is his comfort as a leader. Like, you get the sense that Trey knows this is his team. And I'm not sure how he could be convinced of that with the way things went down, right? But, I mean, I expected him to be like, I don't know, man. Is it going to be me or Jimmy? I hear what y'all saying, but it's not lining up, right, based on the actions. Why is Jimmy still here? So, but when you see him on the field, he looks like a guy who knows that this is his squad and he's got this. And that's pretty surprising, not just for a young quarterback, but a guy who just simply has not played that much since high school. I mean, he literally has not played that much since high school. So it's a little bit impressive. Like, oh, okay, this dude knows how to command the huddle. And not like a huddle of a team that don't expect to do anything. Like, he's looking at a 99 rated player, right? On NFL, right? On video games. So it's like, all right, you feel like he knows how to do this part, and that was a big part that Jimmy had. It's just the way he led the team and people responded to him. So to me, that's a major chunk if that extends beyond training camp.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Marcus Thompson of The Athletic, he was at the 49ers on Friday. You know, it's Ryan Clark of ESPN, I know we're all just here filling space and time and all that stuff, but Ryan Clark of ESPN said he has Trey Lance on his dark horse NFL MVP list.
That's like, crazy. Whoa, I mean, that's dude. Crazy. You guys,
that's a big voice on ESPN,
yeah,
too.
You know.
But, I mean, that's out there. I mean, it's like, you know, a little much.
I mean, I guess dark horse makes it okay, right?
Yeah, that's the one thing.
You can say anything you're the dark
that's
horse.
That's like a shield. That's my
I'm the dark horse for sexiest man alive.
Well,
for
that's
People
true.
Magazine,
I mean, right? You know what, Marcus? Technically speaking, Murph has a shot. It's on the table.
All I'm saying is, why the horse got to be dark?
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go.
That's good.
808 KMBR, your
yeah,
thoughts.
Yeah, why's it got to be dark? What's up? Yeah.
But Lo, like, let me jump on Ryan Clark's side. And by the way, I think Ryan Clark is one of the best sports media personalities out there. Like,
okay.
I love Ryan Clark. But, he's got weapons. He's going to score, throw, and run for touchdowns. And they might have a really good record. And where does the credit normally go for that? It goes to the quarterback. He will not win MVP, right? Nor should he. But that's how it works. Like, if everything goes well, he'll have good numbers. You know, he'll even if he got the short passes to Kittle and Debo, those could turn into big deals. But he projects to be a good red zone quarterback, right? With his dual threat, and, you know, all that stuff seems to be, he might put up good numbers if things go swimmingly, and they'll be a good team. And we are obsessed with giving that credit to the quarterback. So I see it. I could see him finishing like seventh in this perfect universe created by Ryan Clark.
Yeah, right.
I just thought it caught my ear. And he said, I know I'm going to get killed in my mentions. He goes, but I don't care. He goes, I don't care. I was like, all right, yeah.
He's feeling it,
You can't
man.
Worry about yeah. the mentions, Marcus, you know?
No. Everybody worries about the mentions, though. it's cool to say you don't, but at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're thinking about them.
The fact that he even mentioned it means he cares, right? You know?
Absolutely, yeah. It's like, I don't care about my mentions. And then late at night, you're looking at the mentions like, why are they so mad at me?
He goes, I'm going to say it, and I don't care what they say in my mentions. I was like, all right, well, you mentioned it. Hey, before we let you go, because we got Dave Righetti coming up, just a thought on the Draymond wedding pictures. I need the Marcus breakdown of like the cast of characters.
Hey, man.
The artistic setup.
Hey, he had some nice party favors there, Marcus.
The Bud Bar that
was
there.
You know, where you would have found me.
I need the Marcus download on
Where's
the wedding.
Where's Paulie Mack? He's at the Bud Bar. You know what I mean?
I'm still blown away by the party favors.
That's what I'm saying.
Was handed out.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So they call them, I guess, gorilla fingers.
Ooh.
Or something. I heard.
Sounds robust.
Say, man, you see them gorilla fingers there, Draymond was handed out?
Sounds big.
I like gorilla fingers, I got to tell you.
Sounds like a little much, quite frankly.
Well, listen, it's not for the faint of heart, you know.
If you saw it, it was much. It was very much.
It's like like one of these candy bars they sell now. They're all super deluxe like size.
Plus size. You know what I'm saying? Like plus size.
Absolutely. King size, right? Isn't this amazing that, like, who Draymond has become? I just can't stop. I can't get my mind off of the Draymond who got drafted to the Warriors as a tweener who nobody thought, you know, would be anything. And now this dude is, like, got the hottest wedding of the summer. He's like in the magazine with his wedding photos. Like, it's crazy the second round pick has done all this. Now we care about his wedding and who's there. LeBron is at his wedding, right? With LeBron and Steph. Give me a wedding with LeBron and Steph.
Give
me a wedding.
He's the American dream, man. He really is. Like, you know, he was not born into means. He didn't have a hugely luxurious upbringing. And he's like, I'm going to go chase my dream. And look at him. He's doing it.
He literally is.
He's the American dream. He really is.
I love it.
That's what they told us growing up. Like, hey, you can be anything in this country. And then we've heard a lot of obstacles and hurdles and roadblocks for a lot of people. And Draymond's like, I'm getting it. I'm going.
You know what? He's figured out the Howard Stern method, right? You always get supported by the people who like you. But the people who don't like you follow you just as much, right?
Yeah, so yeah.
I think he's done a great job of creating his fan base and a wealth of loud haters, and everybody's checking for what he's doing, which is amazing for a dude picked number 35 in 2012.
And good point, man.
And he'll tell you all 34 in front, too. That's actually a hell of a—
Absolutely.
You know, in addition to it showing his incredible revenge bias, I'm amazed at, like, the memory trick. Like, I try to memorize 34 things in a row. I can't do that.
I wonder if his memory is going to stay after them party favors.
Nice, Marcus. Believe me, it does take a hit.
Said.
It takes a hit.
Perfectly
memory
said.
Memory takes a hit.
That's a mic drop right there, buddy. Off you go, man. We'll keep reading you in The Athletic. Thanks, Marcus.
All right, have a good one, fellas.
That's pretty funny, man. Memory goes?
Well, memory goes, but I'm telling you what, Marcus, the new word on the street for me, gorilla fingers.
Gorilla fingers. Okay. That sounds like a big thing.
Coming up to Mount Tam, I might have a couple gorilla fingers in the old backpack. We'll talk.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.